Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Catherine Gregg, the longtime companion of captured fugitive James Whitey Bulger, will return to federal court tomorrow in a effort to win release on bail. At a hearing yesterday, prosecutors laid out a trail of newly discovered evidence against Bulger and Gregg. It was so long, the judge had to schedule a second day. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Entering a packed courtroom in shackles that were ladies small, Catherine Gregg broke into a warm, full-tooth smile, the kind a dental hygienist might envy. Light-framed with casually cropped hair that's naturally gray now, she had an eerie resemblance to fellow California resident Joan Baez.
She wasn't out in the weather too much. She's white as a ghost,
observes Stephen Davis, who's come to see justice done for his murdered sister Debbie, described by her attorney as a loving and caring person who posed no risk of flight and no danger to the community. Gregg was here to seek bail. But unlike Joan Baez, whose activism involved civil disobedience, Catherine Gregg's activism ran to a fugitive wanted for 19 murders, including Tom Donahue's father.
You know, Whitey came here in 1995, and he switched women. He got rid of the other lady, and she knowingly and willingly hopped in the car with him and went on the run with him for 16 years.
Gregg's attorney, Kevin Reddington, had filed a motion arguing that she was merely a traveling companion. He said the government had presented no evidence she had harbored or provided aid to a fugitive. If that were a challenge to prosecutors, they met it with what seemed a slam dunk. Calling an FBI agent to the stand, they laid out false documents and identities discovered in Bulger and Gregg's Santa Monica apartment. Birth certificates, social security cards, driver's licenses, AARP cards, certificates of military service. There were 13 sets of fake IDs for both of them, 13 different identities. And federal prosecutor Jamie Herbert established that Gregg had been present during the making or transfer of those fake identities. After hearing all of this, Tom Donahue was emphatic.
You know, so you can't say that she was either forced or, you know, she didn't like it. She was threatened for her life. She was traveling the world, you know, going to Vegas, walks on the beach. She was living a good, comfortable life with millions of dollars.
The evidence in this case, said the prosecutor to the magistrate, will show the extent to which they went to stay one step ahead of authorities. The government even rolled out store surveillance video from a Santa Monica pharmacy showing Catherine Gregg picking up a prescription for Whitey. She even signed for it. To the defense's assertion that the government hadn't presented any evidence that Gregg had harbored or helped a fugitive, prosecutors were seemingly hammering one nail after another. Again, Tom Donahue.
She's been in jail for a few weeks, and she should already get out. I think it's a joke if she gets out.
And then came this from his mother, Pat Donahue, whose husband was shot dead in the street no more than a couple hundred yards from where the courthouse now stands.
This is a woman who made a choice to spend 16 years with a man that she knew all about him, what he was accused of.
Come tomorrow, families of Bulger's alleged murder victims may get to testify whether Catherine Gregg should get bail. It's an unusual procedure. There are no victims of this defendant, protested Gregg's attorney Kevin Reddington. But Judge Magistrate Jennifer Bull said the families are proximate victims and will testify unless the defense can persuade her otherwise. Throughout the proceeding, Catherine Gregg's twin sister, Margaret McCusker, sat uncomfortably. McCusker got caught lying to a grand jury about calls she received from her sister while in hiding. And yesterday, the FBI agent revealed that back in 1995, McCusker had driven her sister to South Boston to meet Whitey Bulger and gave Gregg her own driver's license for false identity. Outside the courthouse, McCusker was swarmed by reporters.
Margaret, they said that you delivered your sister to Whitey Bulger to take off.
Did they say that?
Kevin Reddington gets to cross-examine the government's witness tomorrow. But getting Catherine Gregg out on bail soon seems a very steep climb for another day of drama. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.